Haiti is hell. Stepped into a nightmare, chained like a slave. Those are some searing quotes from Haitian migrants who were flown back to Haiti from a migrant camp in Del Rio, Texas. The U.S. reportedly plans to deport up to 1,000 Haitians per day and empty out the migrant camp in the next week and a half. Widlor Marincourt is in Port-au-Prince. You can read his reporting in the Washington Post. And Widlor, you spoke to deported Haitians at the airport. What did they tell you about how they were treated in U.S. custody and on the airplanes?
Well, I was covering this wave of deportation since Sunday, and the accounts that I'm hearing from the deportees are horrific. A lot of people are telling us how they were mistreated, how they felt like they were deceived by, you know, the U.S. authorities, how they did not know and nobody told them they were being flown back to Haiti. Actually, about 10 people I spoke to yesterday spoke about being chained, the foot chained and the hands also chained. On the bus, sometimes on the bus, others say they were chained while they were boarding the airplane. And one of them told me that, you know, she was, how do you say, mistreated when she was in Chile. She was the victim of discrimination and racism. But
a Haitian who tried to, who left years ago and tried to build a life in Chile before coming to the U.S.?
Exactly. And she was stunned by the treatment that she receives on American soil. And different orders have the same account as well.
Wow. Now, as you describe this woman, she, I'm sure, is one of many Haitians who have been away from Haiti for years, trying to build lives elsewhere, and now they get sent home. So when they get to the airport, what do they have and where do they go?
Well, a lot of these people left Haiti years ago. Some of them left after the 2010 earthquake, which killed about from 200,000 to 300,000 Haitians. And some of them do not have relatives near the city, near Port-au-Prince, where, you know, the U.S. authorities bring them. And because of this configuration of the area, you have whole swaths of Port-au-Prince controlled by gangs. I spoke to others who don't have the means and who don't have the money. Because remember, it's a journey that is dangerous. One woman told me that she sold everything she had for this journey, and it costed her about $12,000. It's a lot of money, especially for people, you know, in this situation. And these people do not have the means and the capacity to take care of themselves. And once they get to the airport, they are given some reported $25, U.S. dollars, others $50. And this is not a lot of money. This is not enough to pay a room at a hotel.
So 25, they leave the airport with $25. You mentioned, I mean, the gangs and the violence there, it comes on top of an incomprehensible set of crises in Haiti. Recent deadly earthquake, presidential assassination, food insecurity, and now this in the poorest country in the hemisphere. I mean, what is the capacity of the system, of the government, to help these Haitians who have been sent home?
Well, I talked to the head of the Haitian National Migration, and what he told me was his staff is stressed and overwhelmed because Haiti doesn't have the means and the capacity to help these people. And he said to me, it's one crisis too many. In the situation that the country is right now, we frankly do not have, we did not want, and we do not have the capacity to handle this new crisis, you know. It's a very, very complex and difficult situation.
Yeah. That's reporter Widlor Marincourt reporting from Port-au-Prince. His article ran in the Washington Post today. Thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you very much.